Okay, so now let's talk about your authentic voice. And I put together a framework that you can see on the screen right now called my time framework, T-I-M-E. And if you know anything about me, you know I love frameworks. This is probably the best way to break down your concepts and help your audience really get things, your frameworks. And I'm going to talk about frameworks in a future video. But this is the time framework. The time stands for truths, identity, mission, and experiences. And these are four things that when you are clear on this and when you are intentional about leading with these things, this will help you bring out your authentic voice. This will help you resonate with your audience on a deeper level. And this will help you just come up with content and way to share your message in a way that feels good to you. So let me break down each of these things, your truth, identity, mission, and experiences inside of this video. So the first thing is truths. So to create a magnetic message, you must first have solid conviction and share what you believe. So when I say truths, there's the truth, right? And then there's your truths, and that's what you believe. That's what you hold true and dear to you inside of your heart. And you want to lead and speak your truths with full, solid conviction. Because people will resonate with you when they believe what you believe, and they share the same values as you, and they see you as someone who gets them and that can help them. And the best way to do that is to share what you believe. That is one of the most attractive things when someone has a belief and they have conviction in that belief and they're not afraid to share that belief, no matter who will not resonate with it. They're not worried about those people. They know that they have a message inside them. They know that they have something that they believe, and they know that it's their duty to share it. And people who believe what you believe, who see the world the way that you see the world, if you share your message with conviction and you speak and you share things that they believe as well, now it's like, wow, this person gets me. We're on the same page. And that alone is going to help you become magnetic to your ideal dream customers and clients by leading with your truths. So what do you believe? A lot of times we spend so much time just regurgitating information, just consuming information from other people, that we don't take time to ask ourselves, what do I believe? What do I stand for? What do I stand against? What is my truth? So get clear on that and be okay with sharing it regardless of who doesn't resonate with it, regardless of who doesn't like it. Just know that there's a specific group of people that believe what you believe, that share the same ideals and values as you, and they are waiting for someone to step up and become a leader and to lead with that message. And you, as a messenger, should be that person, okay? So what do you believe? What do you stand for? What do you stand against? Make this a part of your messaging and part of your brand. What matters most to you? What unique perspectives do you have on what it takes to create results in your industry? And this may go against what others are preaching, because you may see the world and see success one way, and everyone else is saying, to create results, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. And you show up and say, you know what, that's complete BS. This is the way. And there are some other people that are like, man, I was waiting for someone to say that. I knew that. And now, boom, you are magnetic to them. They want to follow you. They instantly look at you as that leader. So share your truths, share your beliefs, share your perspective and your philosophies. Lead with that. That's the truth. The next part of the framework, the I, is the identity. And we talked about this in a previous lesson, right? So when it comes to identity, the key is that when you build a business, and this is something that I really, really, really want to stress, okay? When you are building a business, when you are building your brand, when you're sharing your message, you want to make sure that you are serving yourself fully so that you have the fuel and the passion to serve others at the fullest and most powerful level, okay? So if you are doing something that is draining your energy, if you do something that's not in congruence with what you believe and your identity and your core values, you are not going to be able to help people to your best ability, because you are not going to be giving your 100%. You are always going to have some type of resistance. So you want to build a business that serves you fully so that you can serve others fully. Share who you are. Use your uniqueness as a gift. It's okay to say, this is who I am, and this is what I believe, and this is what I stand for, and this is what I'm passionate about. Because when you lead with your passions, and when you lead with what fulfills you, that is when people resonate with it, and people just feel that energy. And they say, wow, this person has something special about them. And they want to be around you. And they want to join your coaching, your masterminds, and your courses, and just learn from you. So share who you are and use your uniqueness as a gift. And here's just some questions to really bring forth your identity in your brand. So what are you passionate about? What are the core values that shape your life and business? And how can you add this into your messaging and your branding? And if you need to, go back to the lesson when I really dive deep into identity. That's the first lesson. Get clear on that and let that shine into the marketplace, because what the marketplace is missing is not another guru. It's not another leader that you're following. It's not the person that you think that you need to be to create results. What the marketplace is missing is you, your unique gift. Because no one can share your message the way that you share it, in your own unique way. And that is what's missing. We may be doing the same thing. We may have the same message, and you may be saying, wow, I want to do this. But Andre's already doing it. Brandon Burchard is already doing it. Tony Robbins is already doing it. Marie Folio is already doing it. Or insert the top leaders in any niche that you're in. And you may be saying that, but guess what? There are people out there who have heard my message, who have heard messages from so many leaders out there, and for whatever reason, it did not move them into action. For whatever reason, they came across my video and they pressed skip, right? They pressed X and they just closed it. But now you, when they come across your video, when they come across your blog post, when they come across your podcast, when they come across your coaching, for whatever reason, they're going to feel inspired. They're going to feel like they resonate with you. They're going to feel like, finally, someone gets me, for whatever reason. So lead with you. Lead with your identity. Lead with what you believe and what you're passionate about, because what the world is missing is you. What the world needs is you stepping up, showing up fully, authentically, as the most powerful version of yourself, saying, this is who I am, this is what I believe, this is what I'm passionate about, and this is what I have to offer. So really lead with that, focus on your identity, and let that shine in your messaging. And I cannot stress that enough. Now, the next part of the framework, the M, is the mission, okay? So your mission fuels your message. And just remember that, your mission fuels your message, because this is the reason why you keep going. This is the driving factor. And this is what allows people to really get you and pay attention to you. When people feel like you are genuine, that you're passionate about serving them, and they can feel that conviction and that passion for helping them, that's when people will start paying attention to you. Because in the marketplace, we are so used to people just having their own interests in mind, and they're just trying to sell us something. They don't even care about the products or the services. They're just trying to make some money. But when you show up and you're passionate, people feel like, wow, this person actually wants to help me. This person actually gives a damn. Now you stand out. So lead with your big why. Why do you do what you do? Why do you feel so passionate about your messaging? Why does this matter so much to you? Lead with that. Your mission fuels your message. And then last part of the framework is the E, experiences. So before I even talk about this, I want you to really understand that there's power in your story. And we did a whole lesson on your superhero story. There's power in your story. And one of the best ways to create connection and trust and authority with your audience is to share your past experiences and your struggles and the journey that it took you from where you're at to where you are right now. Because your story is unique to you. And this will help you become magnetic to the people that you're trying to serve, because maybe they're in the same situation as you once were. So now they feel like, wow, this person has been in my shoes. Or if they can't relate to that, they see you as a person that is where they want to be. So now they look at you and they say, wow, this person overcame all this stuff and this person is here now. They're looking at you as a leader. They're looking at you as a person that can help them get from where they're at to where they ultimately want to be. And this builds empathy. This builds trust. This builds connection. This makes people put their guard down. Instead of leading with your offer, instead of leading with how cool you are, you want to share a message of, I'm just like you. I've been there. I understand what you're going through. And share your story. Share your experiences. As you go through life, as you go through your day-to-day, look for different things and see how can you turn this into a lesson? How can you turn this into a story? How can you turn this into something that will resonate with your audience and do it in a unique way? And the best way to do that is through story. So your story is powerful, but I'm not just talking about your brand story. You want to use stories, you want to use your experiences, your past struggles, your obstacles, your vulnerabilities, different things to resonate with your audience. And when it comes to creating a magnetic message, you want to leverage the power of story. So that's the framework right there. Your truths, your identity, your mission, your experiences. I hope this helps you really bring forth your authentic voice in the marketplace and see that you're worth it. See that your message matters. See that you have a message and that you have a way to stand out in the marketplace, regardless of if you've been in business for one day or for 10 years. Your message matters. The world needs it. So go out there and let your authentic voice shine. And I'll see you on the next lesson.